feel like rock opera gives you even more freedom than you otherwise should have.
Yeah.
No, we always had this freedom. We just never quite took it. You wrest this freedom from the mantle of things that no one should do.
Okay, so from Stephen Thomas, we've got Meatloaf's Just Desserts.
Oh, man. Is this a sequel to Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I kind of pitched this with him on Twitter. We can go with this.
Well, what with Meatloaf?
Yeah, no. Meatloaf. I was like, got an idea for a travel cooking show.
Tweet from Meatloaf. Oh, I'm real hungry.
But like with Stephen Thomas, I was chatting about the idea of Meatloaf touring America, trying out famous desserts. it's a show on the chat on the Travel Channel.
So wait, hang on. In Rocky Horror Picture Show,
he drives out of the wall.
He drives out of a freezer.
Yeah, he drives out of a freezer,
out of a walk-in freezer on a motorbike. Right. So my thought is, because he sings Hot Patootie, right? He was in that freezer looking for the world's best desserts.
And it's a spin-off from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
So he puts the throttle down and he's just like, I'm off, guys! See you later! And then, and like, he's, there's a... Yeah, it's... You know, like, God, what's it called? Mamma Mia and what's the other... What's the Queen
Hairspray?
One? What's the Queen one?
The Queen one?
We Will Rock
Queen,
You?
Yeah, We Will Rock You, yeah. Like it's Meatloaf songs in an opera because they all fit. They're all kind of operatic rock, aren't they? So we just put his songs into a journey across America where he's looking for the best. He's Guy Fieri-ing his way across the world.
Oh no!
Looking for the best desserts.
Yeah, he's looking for the best desserts in America.
Now here's the thing.
Not the world.
I don't know any Meatloaf songs. I don't know any Meatloaf songs. I don't know how to pronounce Meatloaf's name. But I know I would do anything for love, right?
Yeah, that's the one that came to me.
Oh, I got Bat Out of Hell.
Bat Out of Hell, yeah.
Battenberg Out of Hell.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. He's like, oh, it's Gordon Ramsay meets Gordon Ramsay, and he's like, I like a Battenberg Out of Hell. This is shit.
Just throws it in Gordon Ramsay's face and then drives off.
Yeah, on his motorbike.
Yeah, on his motorbike.
I'm doing it. yeah, there we go. That's me. Meatloaf's Just Desserts.
I would do anything for Oliver. Jamie Oliver.
I would do anything for olive oil. That's a dessert, right? Olive oil.
I mean, yeah. They use oil to make the squirty ice cream.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, gelato.
McDonald's what a nice baklava.
I don't know what that's like.
Baklava is a...
very tasty.
Okay, but Mediterranean I get
dessert.
That bit.
Yeah.
I get that bit. What...
I would
what Meatloaf song is that?
Anything baklava. Yeah, again, I'm terrible at putting words to tunes.
I'm terrible at Meatloaf, so let's move on.
Meatloaf did a song called Life is a Lemon and I Want My Money Back.
No, I refuse to believe this.
So that one writes itself,
when
I think.
God gives you lemons, you burn God's house down. Incendiary lemons. What were we going to do with that? We're just going to pitch Rock of Ages.
Yeah. Tom Cruise does a bit of singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For our sins.
Tom Cruise is in the film. Chris Hardwick does the stage production. From
there
the Nerdist podcast.
Yes.
Little fact there.
Chris Hardwick does all sorts.
Yeah, he does loads of things.
He's a right old... boy, isn't he?
Yeah. Chris Hardwick.
Everyone, go over to Chris Hardwick.
Everyone, if you haven't heard of Nerdist, go over there.
Go over to Chris Hardwick and type in the code Chris Hardwick for 10% off Chris Hardwick. This podcast sponsored by Chris Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick.
If you want your Chris Hardwick in the next 2 to 3 working days, make sure you...
order through Amazon Prime.
www.amazonprime.co.uk/Chris Hardwick.
So, glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah, glad we got Chris Hardwick out of the way. The Chris Hardwick...
Chronicles.
The Chris Hardwick podcast.
Through the Chronicles of Hardwick.
Where we talk about Chris Hardwick for an unbelievable amount of time.
You know what? It'd sell.
Yeah, if we did a Chris Hardwick podcast, yeah, it would be more popular than the podcast we're doing.
There's
right
already
now.
An Elon Musk podcast. That's all I can say.
I listen to a lot of prog rock, so that's that.
There is that. I think someone's given us "I Bless the Rains" for a title. I think okay. It was Alex, not safe work, Keena gave us that, which we'll not be pitching.
My my experience of rock opera basically comes from a hangover from Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals. I've seen Jesus Christ Superstar. I have seen Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, which I don't think technically counts as an opera. I don't know about rock. Yeah. Not a lot of rock in it.
There's one rock song in Jesus Christ Superstar. I know
that. Yeah, there's a rock and roll song.
Yeah, the Elvis bit.
Yep, the Elvis bit. Yeah, that bit.
Again, it's a weird switch because you're more familiar with this genre than I am this week.
that bit in that, there is genuinely, it just sounds weird out of context. Remember that bit from that Bible, Old Testament Bible story where Elvis comes out?
Where Elvis comes out. Yeah. Bloody hell.
If you'd seen it, you'd know what I meant.
So from Tomasz Chodakowski, we've got Hell's Trousers.
Hell's Trousers? Yeah. Batman? Oh, no. This is a Robin POV musical from Batman. Hell's Trousers is like holy smokes, but it's just like an exclamation he uses, and it's like Robin seeing the terrible things Batman's doing, eventually turning back
is this,
on him.
Is this campy Batman?
Yeah.
But like
a dark version of camp Batman, okay. where like Robin is seeing all the terrible things Batman's doing.
Yeah, if Zack Snyder directed 60s campy Batman.
Yeah. So
there has to be a like solo song where it's just Robin going through every single possible like he's like Hell's Trousers, holy smokes, radical shark.
He's there with like eyeglasses on and a notepad going like and it's gotta
what
be
random shit can I say today.
Hell's Trousers, holy smoking.
Google's algorithms, Batman.
What are the things I haven't spoken to you, Batman? What can I do, Batman?
It just reaches the point where like he has a mental breakdown. He's just like adjective noun, adjective noun, adjective noun, adjective noun.
That's and the chorus is doing that while advancing on him. Yeah, yeah. As a spotlight falls on him, he's like, "No, I'm running out. I just want to scream. I want to shout that I'd like to talk like a normal folk, but my life appears to be a giant joke.
I'm the Joker." Come to steal your soul, Robin.
And then the Joker starts getting Robin onto his side because he's like, "Oh, you're out of quips, are you, Robin? I've got a huge supply."
Big old bag of quips is the Joker's.
That's the song.
Just wear these magic trousers. And that's where it takes a left turn.
Mark Hamill playing the Joker, yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Just wear these magic trousers and they'll make you the funniest sidekick around. Bats will probably make you a proper superhero. And then, well, he sings that. He doesn't say that.
These trousers set on fire as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like fire to the beat.
Yeah.
So like they are...
They're also dancing trousers.
Yeah, they set on fire in more ways than one.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm thinking there's a song and dance number he does while climbing up a wall. You know how they used to do it? So they used to have the wall like ups like on the floor, so they could look like they were climbing up using the rope. And he does like a song and dance where he just lets go of the rope while they're dancing around.
Oh man,
who's playing Robin?
Ah, oh, good question. Who can sing?
Good question.
I mean, of course, like, you know, if you look at the film version of things like Les Mis, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But who would be good? Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, great casting for Robin.
I think Shia LaBeouf should be.
Yeah, Warner Brothers, if you're listening, yeah. You have yet to cast a Robin.
Yeah,
Shia LaBeouf.
Or Donald Glover.
Oh.
Because in the current...
That'd be a good call. And he can sing as well.
Yeah, he can sing.
In the Justice League cinematic universe...
Yeah.
Robin is... Dead? Or the Joker?
I think.
We don't know which, but...
He's dead or...
Well, the assumption was at first.
What's his name? That dickhead.
Oh God! You know, I know who you mean. Grill face.
The man.
The guy who plays the Joker. You know the one out of Suicide Squad.
Jared Leto.
That's Jared the Leto, one. Yeah. I was gonna say Jean Reno.
Yeah.
From Leon.
I don't think he's supposed to be Jared Leto. I think maybe the idea is that like the Joker killed Robin, though, right?
Yeah.
Is
that That's the thing.
Anyway, by the way, right, we were talking last week. I need to get this out here now. We were talking last week about why didn't The Pursuit of Happiness or Suicide Squad have a rap song?
Yeah.
There's a rap song for Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
By Will Smith.
I thought you were going to say there's a rap song for Pursuit of Happiness.
No, the last film that had a rap song by Will Smith was Suicide Squad. It was so bad that they didn't use it.
Oh,
you can find it. You can find it on YouTube.
It's not an official album.
It was so bad that they didn't use it.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Excellent
film.
You can find it on YouTube. You can find
Suicide Squad, a film that has every song imaginable in it.
And they could
not use that song.
No, it was that bad. And you can find out why.
Purple Lamborghini by Skrillex is just one of the greatest songs ever.
Look it up. You'll find out why they didn't use it on Suicide Squad.
I must have said it a few times in this show, but the fact that in Suicide Squad, the first 10 minutes is littered with more songs than there are in that many minutes.
Heathens by... Is it 21 Pilots by Heathens? Yeah, Heathens by 21 Pilots.
Yeah, there was...
Who knows?
Song, it was just song. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy did it. Let's just throw all these songs that people know in. Please like us. Please. Like us like you like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Then don't immediately kill off your characters for no reason.
Maybe you give your characters stuff to do.
Yeah.
Rather than just hold a sword for the entire film.
My name is Katana. No, wait, she doesn't even speak.
No.
Yeah, she's just a walking sword.
She's a walking scabbard.
Yeah. A walking katana.
She holds the weapon for Margot Robbie to throw.
Oh.
She doesn't even throw it.
Oh. Justice League's pretty good, though.
The only way is not that they are not reality shows.
Is TOWIE scripted?
Yeah, it's loosely scripted. So they have a producer telling them, okay, so now it will be amazing if you would get angry at whatever in this bar. Like they have sets. They don't just take over a bar. They don't just take them to a place. No, they have sets and they set it all up.
Right, my reality TV show version of TOWIE that I had in my head until now was much better because it was a reality TV show. The fact that that show is scripted...
Yeah, no...
There are actors, in inverted commas, in that show...
Well, the thing is that you're not supposed to know that it's scripted.
Mm.
Oh,
the reason the things in it happen is because reality TV shows weren't dramatic enough.
That's worse than anything we've pitched.
Yeah. That's record anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. In musicals, you usually start off with an establishing chorus. Mm. So someone introduces themselves, and there's a chorus of the environment, the stable environment around them.
Place just of another day of sun.
Just another day of sun. Just breathe.
From Beauty and the Beast, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Whatever it's called from Beauty and the Beast, that one.
Oh, great film. That one.
Little town.
There goes that girl again. Yeah. She's reading books.
With red flowers in her hair or something.
Little town.
Don't Want to Be an American Idiot.
American Idiot. By Green Day.
I just saw it on the list. That rock. I was like, that's one of my favourite rock operas, I think.
Rock opera doesn't tend to start from that position. Mm. Usually starts from a subversive character describing a problematic universe. Mm. So, for instance...
So rock opera is like musical, but...
Subversive, yeah.
Yeah.
The idea is that, like, they break the convention... Not always, I'm not an expert, but, like, usually they break the conventions of musical theatre by acknowledging the fact that there's a band on stage, or... Like, making it more of an event, or leaning into those tropes.
So would you say the Buffy musical is a rock opera?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen
it. Yeah.
I've seen, like, 3 episodes of Buffy.
Because
it acknowledges the fact that everyone's singing. That's the whole point of the episode.
Yeah, everyone's singing and everyone's... Yeah.
I mean, don't take that as read. Don't take the fact that you acknowledge the fact that... Because Phantom of the Opera is a rock opera, right?
Mm.
Kind of. So is Jesus Christ Superstar. Nobody recognises that they're singing there, right? They like nobody goes, yeah. Oh yeah, everyone's singing to Jesus. What I'm saying is that they tend to be more transgressive, tend to be a little bit more subversive.
Mm.
They tend to tackle subject matter that might not be recognise as like a happy take your family to a musical. So Rocky Horror Picture Show, Jesus Christ Superstar,
Repo.
Obviously like yeah, Repo, all that stuff. Like Jesus Christ Superstar starts with stars Judas. Judas is the point of view character of Jesus Christ Superstar, and so the whole thing is posited in the opposite way that you would expect from Sunday school. That's why Jesus Christ Superstar is subversive.
The more I think about it, even in rock opera concept albums, I think that's the key. You've got 2112.
Yeah, 2112 Overture being about... You know, we are the priests of the temples of Syrinx. We all knowledge is part of our domain, or whatever they say. I can't fucking remember. But they're like, oh, we are bad guys.
I really hope the 2112 bit from Ready Player One is at least 40 minutes long.
Why not 2112?
No. It needs to be longer. It needs to be the majority of the film.
It needs to be 2112 looped over twice.
because it's such a small bit in the book that I want it to be like I want Spielberg to be like I really like that bit.
It's 42:24. It's 42 minutes and 24 seconds long.
Let's make that the entire movie.
it's a great album. Don't get me wrong. I love that, but I do not want that much. To be honest, I don't want that much Ready Player One, Tom. People seem to love it where I'm looking. People are like, I can't flippin' wait for this. I'm going to see a Sonic in a film. Like, I'm going to see...
I have no idea what's happening.
Ready Player One, the... Ernest Cline book being made by Spielberg into a film. It's wanky. So wanky. Basically, the idea is a world in which the richest man alive, who owns like Second Life, but everyone's always in it,
Second Life, but good.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
And a Second Life that controls the entire world's economy.
Yep.
Has left his entire company to someone who can solve a riddle, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style. Okay. And it's all yeah. he was obsessed with.
It's the, all hidden the, in the game.
The,
oh, right, yeah,
era
I've,
he came
I'm,
up in.
I'm up to speed.
Yeah. He was obsessed with the '80s, and
so the world is.
Yeah,
and so all these fucking stupid references that like, like Ernest Cline can't talk, can't say anything without making a reference to something. It's all like being put into trailers, and then people are like, "Oh, I love it because it's got Ryu in it."
Yeah. Rock operas.
Rock operas.
Like, I've noticed a few albums that I've listened to. I haven't really seen... I don't think I've seen a rock opera on the Google list of rock opera movies. But I have listened to a few albums.
What's on there?
What?
What's on there?
On there, there is Tommy.
No.
Repo, the Genetic Opera, which we watched the trailer for just now, and I highly recommend watching the trailer for it.
Yeah.
Rock opera.
Wow.
Yeah, just rock opera. ADBC, a rock opera.
Wasn't a School of Rock remade into a rock opera?
Oh, yeah. I think so, yeah.
Well, it was made into a musical.
Well, this is where I was going. I think American Idiot was also made into a rock opera as well, which is, I think...
just an album.
Yeah. But it's a rock opera. Like, there is a story... all the way through it. Have you ever listened to it?
I've never listened to a whole Green Day album.
Oh, fair enough.
This whole sort of, yeah, like an album being a story and thing is very big in prog rock. Like, that's a huge...
In prog rock, and I think Black Parade as well was also a rock opera.
The Black Parade, that's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to the Black Parade. Black Parade! I'm going to the Black Parade.
I just think it was very misinformed to make it the soundtrack to Black Parade. I don't know why they did that. It was a weird choice.
That was a weird choice for Black Panther.
Yeah, but the Black soundtrack. Parade. I mean, your version as well. Fair play.
We are all going to see the Black Parade. Black Parade! That's how it goes. I assume.
Isn't Summer Holiday also a rock opera?
What?
We're all going on a summer holiday.
Yeah, that's definitely a rock opera. If there's one thing
it's got the same four chords as all rock songs ever.
American Idiot might be my favorite. War of the Worlds as well.
Oh yeah, War of the Worlds is definitely a rock opera.
War of the Worlds.
100% a rock opera. Yeah.
Return to the Center of the Earth.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen Wayne that. As well.
I think so. Very similar
Jeff
style.
Wayne
anyway.
Or Jeff Lynne? Jeff Lynne's ELO, or is it Jeff Wayne? I always get those two confused.
Jeff Throater.
What else is on there?
There is Jesus Christ Superstar.
Great film.
Quadrophenia.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen.
Nope, me neither.
That's the one written by The Who.
Right.
I think. Metalocalypse.
Metalocalypse.
The Doomstar.
Pinball Wizard.
What, by The Who? Is that?
Yeah, but the one written by Elton John. I can't remember what it's called. We've spoken about it before.
The Pinball. I think that whole album might be a rock opera. I think.
Well, no, I mean there was a film made.
So what we're trying to say is, rock opera is not a genre we're familiar with. Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Life's a Pitch deleted scenes.
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up, give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye. Bye.